The countdown to the European elections.
With Brett Davison.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Well, hello, good morning. With just a week to go to the European elections, we begin today with a special debate for you between now and 10 o'clock. Doubtless you've received the leaflets. You may have seen the party political broadcasts on the television, but how much do you really know about what goes on in Brussels?
The European elections
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
So, two for the price of one when it comes to voting this month. The European ones we turn our attention to between now and 10 o'clock. In just a few days' time, millions of voters will go to the polls right across the continent, from Brindisi to Reykjavik, from downtown Marseille to the high Spanish plain. Citizens will be exercising their franchise. But what does it all mean for Lancashire? What are the issues here, and what impact does the European Parliament leave on this part of the world? We're spending an hour debating what the parties are promising for Lancashire here on BBC Radio Lancashire, and hearing what difference they hope your vote could make as they exact those policies. We shall look at the key topics as well as gauge what this could mean in the wider political landscape, of course, with just a year to go before the general election.
The European elections
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
And with me this Thursday morning in the BBC Radio Lancashire Theatre, six of the parties, all represented here. Welcome Gordon Lishman from the Liberal Democrats, Nick Griffin, the leader of the BNP, Sarge Karim, representing the Conservative Party. From UKIP, Paul Nuttall is with us. We also have the Hyman MP, Graham Jones, representing the Labour movement, and the Green Party, represented by Gina Dowding. Now, five other parties are contesting the Euros in our part of the world. An Independence from Europe, the English Democrats, No to EU, the Pirate Party, and the Socialist Equality Party. But it is the six we have with us this morning who we shall allow to speak to you now. And first of all, I suppose, to you, representing Labour, Graham Jones MP, what is your party offering in these European elections?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to recognise that Europe's a market of 500 million people. You know, the EU has great influence around the world, probably more so than the United States in some respects. And I think the United Kingdom has to be in there fighting. But it's also about jobs, the size of that market. It's really important that we're in there fighting for the United Kingdom, fighting for jobs and growth in the United Kingdom, and not on the periphery of Europe and out of it. And I would say that is the key element, jobs and growth. That's the key point.
Gordon Lishman from the Liberal Democrats, what does your party offer?
We're talking as well very much about jobs, particularly in Lancashire. And if you look at our manufacturing base, if you look at aerospace all the way through Lancashire, those are areas where we are dependent on our role within the EU and with the developing role of the EU in relation to the United States for the things that we make. We're there to make a difference. We want to get people elected as local councillors or as MEPs so that they will work and they will do a proper job to make sure that decisions are in our interests.
Nick Griffin, what is the BNP offering?
A lot of local issues, important local issues here on combination of jobs and energy. We're the only party that's saying that wind farms are a useless disaster, we wouldn't have them, but that also fracking is a monstrous danger to the environment and infringement on the rights of homeowners. We wouldn't have that either. We'd be looking to invest rebuilding British energy industry, particularly around a new nuclear plant at Sellafield, which is wanted up here, and preserve the environment of Lancashire.
Paul Nuttall is from UKIP.
Look, this is a simple election. Either you want to be in the European Union, you want to be paying £55 million every single day to be members of a club that hasn't had its account signed off for 18 years, you want to not to be able to control your own borders, and you want 70% of our laws to be made by faceless, unelected bureaucrats in the European Commission. If you want that, then go out and vote Lib Dem, Labour, or Conservative. If you don't want that, and you want Britain to be strong, free, more democratic, more sovereign, able to sign its own trade deals with the rest of the world, then go out and vote UKIP. Because when it comes to Euroscepticism, we are the only game in town.
Sarge Graham from the Conservative Party.
Well, we have a very realistic and constructive agenda. Nobody is arguing that the European Union is not in need of reform. I think there is a very strong and positive case for that reform agenda. So what we are offering people is the three R's. First of all, reform, and that's a programme that we've already got underway. Then a period of renegotiation in terms of our relationship with the European Union. And then, very finally, a referendum. It's been far too long since the people of the United Kingdom were given a say on our membership of the European Union, and they should be allowed to have that say. But the fact of the matter is this, that Labour and the Liberal Democrats will not give you that say. UKIP cannot give you that say. We are the only party that have a constructive agenda for the United Kingdom, working to reform the European Union and then giving you the right to decide.
And finally, making up our panel this Thursday morning, from the Greens, Gina Dowry.
Morning. The Greens in Europe are actually in the fourth largest group in the European Parliament, so are quite a force to be reckoned with. And what the Greens are doing is working really hard to make sure that Europe works for ordinary people, is tackling the big issues of the day, things like climate change, which obviously knows no national borders, pollution, our energy security, jobs, and also working to cap the forces of big globalised industry and big business. The Greens are actually getting results in Europe. We're the ones that have managed to get a cap on bankers' bonuses. We've managed to push forward for the financial tax to make sure that there's the possibility of getting income from all this financial speculation that does nobody any good whatsoever. Creating jobs and obviously working to ensure that people's workers' rights and the environment is protected, and so that Europe is a force for good.